We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Falcons Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Also brought to you by Walmart, save money, live better, and by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Live from Frickers and Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Hello and welcome everyone to Frickers in Bowling Green across from Dwight Perry Stadium. Welcome into the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Kevin Peel sitting in for Todd Walker here tonight. Thanks for joining us, and we have a loaded show here. We'll have Coach Ty Eigner from the hockey program coming in, and also Coach Michael Huger from the men's basketball program a little later in the show. Of course, our next broadcast will be tomorrow as Oakland and Bowling Green will play men's basketball at the Stroh Center. We'll have our Medical Mutual pregame show firing for you at 6:30 tomorrow night if you cannot make it to the Stroh. But first things first, let's lead off with head coach Ty Eigner of the Falcon Icers. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Falcons coming off of an off week. In fact, they took a little bit of a rest. Coach will tell you he didn't, and he certainly didn't. But the Falcon ice hockey team was at Northern Michigan Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, Saturday. Dropped the Friday decision 6-3, ended up tying and then going to a shootout and lost 2-1 to Northern Michigan that Saturday, November 27th. So the Falcons now, after a week off, will look to bounce back at home this weekend against Ferris State. 7:07 puck drops Friday and Saturday. And Coach, how did the off week kind of shake out for not just you, but all the guys?
Well, we used the off week because it was a long trip up to Marquette, Michigan. We used the off week to give the guys some rest. We gave everybody Monday off and then practiced on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we gave the guys the weekend off. We have some guys, we had two guys out during the Northern Michigan series with concussions, so it gave those guys a chance to rest. Evan Doherty has been out since the first game of the year, so we were a little banged up, and then we had some guys who were under the weather. There's a little bit of a bug going around. Thankfully for our guys, they all took COVID tests, and nobody came back COVID positive, so they've got a little bit of a bronchitis slash flu thing going on, and so we felt like it was just in everybody's best interest that we stay away from the rink for a little while and get some much needed rest, because as you know, we've been on the road for quite a bit this first half.
Yeah, how needed was this break? Of course, the illnesses you didn't plan for come into play here, but how much of a relief was it to get a little bit of a break here going into this next Ferris State series on Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, we felt like, you know, again, if you're playing really, really well and everybody's healthy and you're chomping at the bit to get to the next game, the weeks off kind of come at a bad time. But for us, with the injuries and with the amount of time we've spent on the road, we've had some long road trips. We haven't really had, other than the home and homes we've had, we haven't really had any real close ones. You know, we were out at in Rochester, New York, which was a long trip, out at Minnesota State, Mankato, up at Bemidji, which is our longest trip of the year, and then up to Northern. So there have been some long trips. So our guys were, you know, it was at a time in the semester where everybody's kind of dragging a little bit, getting ready to go towards finals and stuff like that. So it was a well-needed rest for everybody, and I think for us to get a chance to get away from the rink and reset and come back refocused for these last four games here, it will be a good thing for us.
Of course, the Northern Michigan series is well in the rearview mirror now and have been focusing on resting and getting ready for Ferris State has been on the mind, I'm sure, for at least several days, if not almost a week. But what were your thoughts after looking back at the tape of what kind of transpired against Northern Michigan with the two tougher decisions?
Yeah, we didn't play very good on Friday, and that's been a concern of ours, to be honest. We've had, you know, if you look at our Fridays, especially the Fridays on the road, we didn't play great in game one at RPI, and Zach Rose did a good job. We ended up tying the game. We didn't play real good at Miami the next opportunity, ended up tying the game again. We didn't play very well at Bemidji, but Zach Rose played outstanding, and we were able to steal a win. And then we didn't play very well up at Mankato and then again at Northern. So we're trying to figure out, you know, because those games have been on the road, we're trying to figure out, are there things we're doing or not doing during those long trips that can help us? So Friday up there wasn't great. We just didn't feel like we were ourselves. We didn't play to our identity. Part of it was we elected to do something on our forecheck that probably didn't do us any favors, so I'll take responsibility for that. And then Saturday we came back and we felt like we played really well. We had opportunities. We had to get, you know, we were winning 2-1 there, and we had a great opportunity at 2-1 to make it 3-1 and didn't. And then in the overtime, you know, then they tied it up and then got the lead, and we were able to come right back and tie it up with a big goal from TJ Lloyd. And then in the overtime, we had a 2-on-0 that we missed. We didn't even get a shot on. Then we had a power play we weren't able to convert, so we ended up with a tie, and then they got the extra point for league standings in the shootout. So we felt better after Saturday's game, obviously. And so now with bodies starting to come back and guys being healthy, we had a really good practice today, and our focus for our guys has been, listen, you know, we need to just focus on getting healthy, getting back to playing to our identity. And you look, and, you know, during the off weekend, so you spend a bunch of time just watching hockey. And, you know, Northern Michigan had a great weekend at home again. They swept number one ranked Minnesota Duluth at home. And so that's a huge series for them, but also a huge series for our league. So good to see our league doing well non-conference. And I think our league is going to be really, really close all the way to the last weekend of the season.
Yeah, certainly a big achievement for Northern Michigan to get those couple wins. And I was going to ask your reaction of what you thought with your team playing there the week before, and then Minnesota Duluth coming in and playing strong here, or not playing as strong as they would have liked against Northern Michigan this past weekend. But nonetheless, I think it is a nice testament to where the league is heading, no doubt about it, as the CCHA gets two big non-conference wins there. And of course, during the off week, we saw some signings. The recruiting class coming through, and I know there's some big names in there if you already had the chance to look at it, but nonetheless, I know that's an exciting moment as well, continuing to build this program into the future, along with it being mid-season, so you're kind of juggling two things at once here as per normal, but nonetheless, an exciting recruiting class coming in as well.
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting time for those young men, too, and their families, and obviously, it's exciting for us as a program to add players. You know, every time you announce a recruiting class, you're always excited because you feel like these kids have an opportunity to come in and contribute positively positively to your program. And these five young men do. They're first and foremost really, really, really good kids. They're all, and they all chose Bowling Green for the right reasons. We've known them for a long time. We've got history with them. They've been committed to us for a while. It was just now that, you know, they're going to come next year, you can make it official. So we're really excited about the potential that each of them bring to our program.
And of course, too, I mean, you're still on the trail. You're even talking about it in the off week. So you announced the class, but always on the trail, too. And so for you, you have a fine balance, especially in season, trying to get to recruits, try and sell the program, and at the same time get the team ready. So, I mean, what was that balance like this past week when you were off and then having to try and game plan as well to get your team back for two wins against Ferris State?
Yeah, it's, you know, in our sport, you know, it seems like you're always recruiting. We don't necessarily have a recruiting season, so you feel like you're always recruiting. Coach Pascaris was in Toronto from Wednesday to last night, so he was recruiting in the Toronto area. Coach Carr was up in Detroit Friday and Saturday, and then I was over in Buffalo. My daughter had a tournament in Buffalo, and then there was another tournament on the boys' side in Rochester, so I went over and watched games in Rochester. So we're always out recruiting. You're always watching video. You're always on the phone. Right now the balance is yeah, coaching our team and then getting out recruiting, but also, you know, we're starting to manage the transfer portal is a piece to recruiting now for sure. It's just not recruiting kids in high school and junior hockey anymore. You have to be aware and have to be a part of that process. Whether you agree or disagree with the transfer portal, you have to make the best of it for your own institution. And we feel like the transfer player can thrive here at Bowling Green academically first and foremost, because we've got a wonderful business program and along with a lot of other programs, but we've got a year-long MBA program that is really popular amongst the kids who want to track toward the business program. So that's a big deal for us, and that's an advantage that we have. And we just feel like there's players out there that may or may not have chosen whatever other institution they're at for the right or the wrong reason, and it didn't work out, or it did work out and they're looking for something else. And so we feel like we need to find a balance between recruiting the younger kids and the junior kids and the high school kids, and then adding the right kind of people through the transfer portal. So yeah, it's a everyday process that it seems like it never ends.
Yeah, that recruiting class, by the way, Jack Blake, Quinn Emerson, Jaden Grant, Dalton Norris, and of course Brett Foe. Saying that for the first time, hopefully I said it right.
But you did.
Yeah, it's good. There we go. Jack Blake, in particular, Blake and Emerson, very familiar last names. Norris as well, Dalton being the younger brother of Cole Norris. And I was just going to ask Coach if you could elaborate a little bit on what each of these five bring individually to this program.
Yeah, I'll start with the non-familiar names.
Yeah. Perfect.
Brett Foe is a young man from Vancouver, British Columbia, and Brett's playing in Spruce Grove in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. It's the same team that TJ Lloyd and Seth Fighton played for, and we know their coach very well. He does a fantastic job up there and coaches the kids the right way, and so we're comfortable with what we're getting and from when we get a player from there. And Brett's over a point a game for their team right now, top five, I think, in that league in scoring. He can do a lot of things. He's a gifted offensive player, but he also plays with some bite. He's just coming off a suspension for a headshot, so he took a liberty with a guy, but he's a good player. He's got a chance to be a real good player for us. Then Jaden Grant's a young man who's from just north of Detroit, and he's playing in Youngstown in the USHL. And Jaden is a young man that's been committed to us for a couple years. He's a big, strong kid, plays forward. He's a point of game in the USHL, which is a really difficult thing to do because the USHL's the best junior hockey league in North America, and Jaden's doing a really good job there. Outstanding student. So he's going to combine his academic and his athletic money because he's a great his transcript in high school is outstanding. And then you've got Dalton Norris, who's the younger brother Cole. Dalton is also in the USHL, and Dalton right now is over a point a game as a defenseman in that league. And if they voted for defenseman of the year in that league right now, he'd probably win, which is a huge accomplishment. So Dalton's playing in Lincoln and will add to us offensively. He can really shoot it. He'll be another positive addition to our power play for sure. And then obviously Jack Blake and Quinn Emerson are guys that people around here are real familiar with the name, and I've known them since they were young guys, and the opportunity to bring those guys here, it means a lot to them, means a lot to their families. They're both rock star kids and great students, and are going to help us there. And then they value what Bowling Green is, and it means a lot to them, and it means a lot to their family. So they're really excited about getting the opportunity to come here and go through the same experience that their dads went. So it's a group that we're excited about for sure, and we're looking forward to getting them on campus here in August.
Yeah, always moving forward. Excited to see those Falcons when they come to campus. But, of course, we're even more excited for the closer event, and that is Ferris State and Bowling Green. They will be playing two games this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday. We will start to preview that Bulldog series after we take this break. You are listening to the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries. For board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more. Depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
White Claw Hard Seltzer, crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Hard Seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, Chicago, Illinois.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
With over 6 million square feet of state-of-the-art warehouse space and 400 associates serving seven states, Ohio Logistics provides all of the assets and operational support necessary to meet your most sophisticated logistics requirements. Built on a sound financial base, Ohio Logistics will strive to bring your ideas to reality regarding your supply chain management needs. Ohio Logistics is the smart move. Please visit our website, www.ohiologistics.com.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy. At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life. From buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you attend college all the way through retirement. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Visit one of our Northwest Ohio branches located in Bowling Green, Pemberville, Gibsonburg, and Findlay. And check us out online at theubank.com. The Union Bank Company, the official banking partner of BGSU Athletics, committed to you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The key to your successful business? City Uniforms and Linen. We are a family-owned, locally operated industrial laundry who specializes in delivering your image. Why City Uniforms and Linen? Because first impressions mean everything. We are hygienically clean certified, and our hassle-free rental programs make it easy for your business to have a lasting first impression. Follow us on Facebook, and to learn more, visit cityuniformsandlinen.com. Delivering image since 1944. City Uniforms and Linen.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 8 represent over 2,000 members in the electrical industry. BGSU campus projects include the Bowen Thompson Student Union Ballroom, Dwight L. Perry Stadium Lighting, fiber optic updates, parking lot updates, and the Hannah Maurer Business Administration Building. For more information, go to IBEW8.org or call 419-666-8920. IBEW Local 8, a proud partner of BGSU Athletics.
We are back here at Frickers in Bowling Green across from Joy Perry Stadium. Falcons Nest Coaches Show rolling on. And we are with head hockey coach Ty Eigner and going to start previewing this Ferris State series now. And, of course, I'm sure your guys, we enjoyed the week off, but now ready to go and getting into game mode at home. And, of course, things have gone well at home so far this year for the Falcons. Of course, nothing guaranteed and when you go into a CCHA series. But the 5-0 start at home, how excited are you guys just to be back home for this series this upcoming weekend?
We're really excited. The players have been really, really excited about playing at home this year. The crowds have been great. You've been there. And starting with the first game against Miami, you know, that was, you know, for – we had have 11 new guys on the team, so for a lot of players, it was their first experience, what it's like to play in front of Slater. And then you combine that with the sophomores who didn't get a real season last year with COVID. So for everybody to see what it's like to play in front of fans in Slater Family Arena was a really neat thing, and the fans have been great. Our attendance has been outstanding so far this year, and we anticipate that to continue with the Ferris State series this weekend. So our guys are, you know, like we said earlier, we've been on the road a bunch, and we enjoy going on the road, and the sleeper bus is fun, but it's not as much fun as playing at Slater Family Arena, I can promise you that.
This is a Ferris State team that's off to a 5-13 start, 3-7 in league, and you would say, oh, only five wins, but a couple of those wins are quite intriguing. Of course, they did beat Lake State 3-1 last week to close out that series and get a split. But ultimately, too, they beat Minnesota State at home 2-1 a little earlier this year. And so this is a team that if you're not quite ready, they can sneak up on you. Is that kind of what you're seeing in the film?
Yeah, they play really hard. You know, last year they had a really difficult year. It was a hard year for Ferris State, and this year they're much improved, and they've got some new faces, and they've retooled that team, and it seems like in every phase of the game they've improved. And obviously for us to have Cole Norris on our team, who was their captain last year, Cole knows a lot about their team, and Cole's actually sat in with us coaches and watched some tape this week and stuff. But you're right, we cannot take them lightly, just because they've improved, and for them to, you know, anybody who beats Minnesota State, Mankato should get your attention. So we're going to need to be ready to go, because again, Ferris State is much improved over last year.
Yeah, Justin McCallion, sorry about that, Liam McDougal as well, the two of the main offensive threats for Ferris State coming into this series. But what, in terms of individual-wise, do you see that the Bulldogs could create some matchup issues with at least those two in particular?
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, those two are playing with a bunch of confidence. We were talking to Cole about that today. McCallion, and you know, has been there for a while, and his brother actually, when Robert Morris's team folded, his brother transferred in from Robert Morris, is playing defense for him. So I think having his brother there has made him more comfortable, and seems to be doing a good job there. And they're just a team, you know, I think they have four or five shorthanded goals, so they can do some things when they're shorthanded to scare you. And that just tells anybody that's got a bunch of shorthanded goals, that just tells you that they're aggressive. They play really hard, and it's noticeable when you watch them. But to see those guys and the numbers they're putting up this year, you know, they're more confident group. I think they've got more belief. And again, they coming to Bowling Green is a fun trip for them. It's not a long trip, and they enjoy coming here and playing. So I don't anticipate them to, you know, have anything but confidence when they come down here on Friday.
And it seems like they have a pretty stout sophomore goaltender as well, Logan Stein. 19 stops Friday last week and 25 on Saturday, and 94% save percentage. So stopped pretty much everything that came his way. And so he's the type of goaltender, and you've seen a couple throughout this season in spots, but he's the type of guy that can shut you down even if you're peppering the net. So he's going to be interesting to prepare.
Yeah, he's a kid that came into Ferris State really, really highly regarded. He played at Waterloo in the USHL, and he was actually the number three goalie on the World Junior Championship team last year. And so his freshman year was difficult because he was away from the team for a long time. Then obviously there was COVID and that kind of thing. But he's a kid that was really, like I said, really highly regarded coming out of junior hockey. And he's certainly more than capable. And I think he's got his confidence back. Last year, I think his confidence got shook a little bit just because he never was really able to to get his feet under him and get a bunch of confidence last year because they struggled. But this year he seems to have hit the ground running. And like you said, last week he played both games and played really well. So we anticipate Logan Stein being in the net on Friday, and he's given him a chance to win every night he's played.
Yeah, and Ferris State, too. Of course, you've had plenty of matchups with them throughout the year. You'll see them again a little later in the year. But what makes this rivalry over the years a unique one? This is going to be a matchup 159 and 160 between the two teams.
Yeah, we're familiar foes. You know, way back to the CCHA days, Ferris State and Bowling Green have always had a real honest, solid rivalry. You know, it's not too far from us. You know, they were never... Like Bowling Green, they weren't a Big Ten team when we were back in the CCHA with Michigan and Michigan State. Ferris State was another team that wasn't in the Big Ten, and they weren't in the MAC. They were just – it was a hockey rivalry, so that was something that I think we all enjoyed. And their coaching staffs, they're good guys. Bob Daniels has been there a long time, and Bob's really done a nice job. And so we appreciate that aspect of it too. And I think there's just mutual respect between the institutions because we've always been – we've never been in the same conference in any other sport. We've always been attached at the hip for hockey only. And anytime conferences have changed or teams have moved, we've always moved together. So very familiar with the Bulldogs for sure.
And three out of the last four games in this calendar year before, of course, the tournament after Christmas. So three of the next four are at home. So plenty of Falcon hockey coming up at the Slate. 7:07 on Friday, 7:07 on Saturday. That'll be the puck drop time, and we hope you can make it out to the Slater Family Ice Arena. The boys will be ready, and Coach, we look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for coming on the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to see everybody for the second time today for many of you.
Falcon Club meeting as well a little earlier on, so Coach Eigner's been busy as per the norm. Head Coach Ty Eigner joining us here tonight. Thanks, Coach. We will continue on the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show in just a moment, as we will have a head men's basketball coach, Michael Huger, joining us as the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show continues on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries, for board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more. Depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
White Claw Hard Seltzer, crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Hard Seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, Chicago, Illinois.
Wool Slagle Moving Company is Bowling Green State University Athletics' preferred moving and storage company, professionally moving families and businesses around the corner and across the country since 1931. Wool Slagle Moving Company offers temporary, secure, and heated storage options for moving or home remodeling. You can be sure that your items will be handled with care by our team of trusted moving professionals. For more information and a free estimate, visit woolslaglemoving.com or call us at 419-332-3111.
It's time to be. Share a smile this season with favorites from Big B Coffee, like a peppermint stick mocha latte, hot, iced, or frozen. Hurry in today. It's time to be.
Big B Coffee, located at 215 East Worcester Street in the Market Square Plaza, and online at bigb.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Her Choice is a safe place, close to campus, that offers free pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, and limited STI testing for men and women, all in a confidential setting. Facing a pregnancy decision is not always easy and is never simple. Your choice to parent, terminate, or place your child for adoption is significant. We're here to help educate you on all your options. Please visit our website for more information at bgpc.org.
Lakeside Interior Contractors is proud to support BGSU sports fans, and we're proud of the BGSU SIBO Athletic Center that our team helped build in support of both athletes and fans. Lakeside is the area's leading commercial interior and exterior finish contractor, providing carpentry, plastering, flooring, painting, millwork, and total project management from floor to ceiling. Lakeside does it all. Call the Lakeside team for your next commercial finishing project at 419-867-1300 or online at lakesideinterior.com.
We are back here to Frickers in Bowling Green, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show rolling on. We thank you for joining us here tonight. Kevin Peel sitting in for Todd Walker, and we have head men's basketball coach Michael Huger with us. Coach Huger, thanks for coming down.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for coming out.
And, of course, the Falcons gearing up for tomorrow's matchup against Oakland. That will be at 7 o'clock. We'll have our Medical Mutual pregame show for you here on the network at 6:30 if you cannot join us at Stroh Center. But I know the guys gearing up for Heroes Night. They're ready to have some fun and hopefully go get a win tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're excited, man, ready to go. Coach Campy went to a Bowling Green, an alum of ours, and got a chance to know him over the years. He's been great, so great opportunity for our guys. I'm just excited to have that opportunity once again.
Yeah, I was going to ask about your and Coach Campy's relationship because he was talking about it a little bit after their last win, that it's going to be emotional coming back here, and it always is. But nonetheless, still have to kind of refocus. And he was saying, well, we want to go beat the Falcons because they beat us the last time. Yeah. So it sounds like mixed feelings is what I'm gathering.
He probably has them, but, you know, as a coach, all those go aside when you start to play and start to compete. You know, he's a competitor. He wants to win. So that'll go aside. It'll be emotional to start, but after that, he wants to win just like we want to, win the game.
And, of course, the schedule slowing down just a little bit. Played last week against Duquesne, 78-70 win for the Falcons on the road in Pittsburgh, playing tomorrow. And then 12 days in between games, they play the 19th, the Falcons do, against Robert Morris. But that allows you to hone in on these Oakland Golden Grizzlies, and they are quite an opponent. We will take a look into them here in just a little bit. But first things first, a very gritty, very tough win for your guys last Wednesday on the road in Pittsburgh, in which you had a lot of obstacles thrown at you, but it seemed like the team reacted exactly the way you wanted to them to in the second half, and they pulled it out with a great surge down the stretch.
Oh, the biggest thing, those guys came to compete. From start to finish, we competed. We played hard. We held each other accountable on the court. You saw it. Guys didn't react, didn't get emotional. They just came and went to work. Down six at the half, talked about some adjustments we wanted to make in the second half with our ball screen coverage. Did a great job there. They had, I want to say, six offensive rebounds at halftime, and we held them to three in the second half because that was our goal going in, was to keep them off the boards. They were ranked 66th in the country in offensive rebound and efficiency. And once we locked in on that, we were able to score. We were able to get stops and get out in transition is what we want to do. But the biggest thing was those guys had fun, and they held each other accountable. So that's what made it fun for me.
Yeah, four scores in double figures for the Falcons, and they outscored Duquesne 46-32 in the second half on their way to the victory. And I don't know how long it had been, Coach, since you had been to Duquesne's facility, but Todd was talking about it, of course, off air, how impressive of a facility it was, and they kind of gutted everything and built it back up, but it seemed like it was a pretty nice facility that you guys were able to take in.
They did a fabulous job. It reminded the old facility kind of reminded me a little bit of Anderson. It didn't have that ambiance of what we had in Anderson, but the bleachers, that part reminded me of Anderson a little bit. And they took all of that out and made everything cheer back. They have the big scoreboards on the side. They did a new roof, everything. I mean, they did a really good job with that facility. So it looks like a totally new facility, and they just renovated it. But it took, I think, 3 years or something like mm-hmm. that. So that's it's a long time to be out of your facility. So I don't know if I would want to go through that.
Caden Matheny and Joe Reese with 15, Samari Curtis with 14 in the win, and Daquan Plowden with 13. And it just seemed like there wasn't only one player coming through down the stretch. It seemed like it was a full team effort. And, of course, if you have a hot hand in that situation, you want to lean them. But it seemed like you had multiple, and that's a bit of a blessing in this sort of situation where you were trying to come back from a deficit against the Dukes.
Oh, the thing that I always talk to my staff about the passing of Samari Curtis. I said, Samari is a very good passer, guys. He can pass the ball. And they're looking at me like, you sure he can pass? And I'm waiting for him to prove me right. And he happened to prove me right in the Duquesne game. I mean, he made all the right decisions down the stretch, made all the right passes to the right guys, got everybody else involved, and he was still able to score. So that was the one thing that I was most impressed with Samari and the way he played and the way he led the team to victory.
Yeah, 7 of the 12 assists for Samari Curtis of the Falcon team total in that win last Wednesday. And I'm sure, too, you were happy about the board battle. You were plus 10 in the board battle. Daquan ended up one rebound short of a double-double with 9, but Joe Reese had 12. And at times, the rebounding's been a bit of a problem for you early, Coach, in this season, but it was not a problem, especially in that second half, clearing those rebounds.
Those are the things we've been working on in practice, the rebounding. Wasn't happy with our rebounding efficiency. Got on the guys, just about the rebound and the effort, the energy that it takes to rebound and boxing out. And we worked on it for 2 days straight, and they were able to do it. And we're still working on it because Oakland is a great rebounding team. So we have to match their intensity on the boards. And I thought Duquesne was a great preparation for us for tomorrow.
And, of course, the free throw shooting has been pretty steady throughout the year, 13 for 18 again last night, and your numbers are pretty solid in that area. But, nonetheless, that's another area in practice where you have to stay on them about it. But how do you kind of make sure that free throw shooting and going through the routine of practice and staying on top of it, how do you ensure that?
The biggest thing is the extra pressure. When you start talking about free throws is mental. So once you start telling these guys, hey, free throws this, then they start thinking about it, then they go up there and brick them, and now I'm mad at myself for telling them that. So we kind of take more of a relaxed approach. We have at the end of practice is competition, it's the ladder. And if you're at the top, you compete to stay at the top, so that's the champ. And if you lose, you go all the way to the bottom, and you got to work your way back up the ladder. So we go through that, and we had some times where Trey stayed on the ladder for about 5 weeks where he was up top, and guys get up there, and they stay. They don't want to lose, and it's focused. They're really focused on trying to win and stay up there. So it's been fun. It's been a fun battle, and that's how we really stay focused on free throws, and I just try to never talk about it. And it's been working for us.
Good call. And I know Daquan in particular and the guys as a whole were very excited to get Matisse Kulachkovskis back. And now a couple games in, he hit a couple threes in the win against Duquesne. But I'm sure his contribution is only going to continue to grow. But I know the excitement's there that he's just able to play and be back in the rotation.
Everybody's excited for Matisse. He's such a great teammate. He's a team first guy. We actually had the beginning of the year, we had 17 roster spots for us with the transfer portal and everything. So we had 17 guys, and then after we got 17 guys, we figured out we only had 16 lockers. So Matisse actually volunteered, said, hey, coach, I've been here. I understand what it is. I'll give up my locker. And he gave up his locker for one of the new guys. He said, I want them to experience what it's like to have a locker. And that's just being the ultimate teammate right there. So, I mean, I just can't say enough about him. So when he was back healthy and able to play, I knew he would help us and contribute. He's getting his legs under him still, shooting the ball extremely well in practice, and then it showed in the game at Duquesne. So rebounding the ball well, talks on defense. He does everything I like, and I think he's just going to get better as he get healthier.
Yeah, and so admittedly, you do that gesture. Where did he put his stuff?
We made a locker for him. We made like a makeshift locker there in the corner for him. We put some little hangers up so he could hang his stuff up on. But now he has it back. We lost Dylan Swingle, and that brought Matisse back into a locker. So he's excited.
And one of the guys we didn't see as much from in the Duquesne game, although 11 minutes, Brenton Mills was a little quieter in this game, but still a big asset, especially on the offensive end. And I'm sure maybe this was just a down game for him, but he can work his way back in potentially against Oakland and be a big contributor on the scoreboard.
Brenton is finding his way. I mean, he's finding his way. It's a new environment from him coming from Binghamton, different environment, different everything. We talked about a pregame meal and what they ate for pregame meal, and you know it was more like peanut butter and jelly. And it's like, hey, he's not used to eating good right now. He's eating well, so it was a big change for him. The adjustment is big for him. He's doing a great job. He comes to practice and he works hard every day. I'm just waiting for those shots to fall for him, and once the shots fall for him, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing all the Falcons in action coming up tomorrow against the Oakland Golden Grizzlies here at Stroh Center. We will preview Oakland coming right up as we continue on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcons Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
White Claw Hard Seltzer, crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey Falcon fans, have you or a family member been injured in an accident? Before you talk to any adjuster, call an attorney to learn your legal rights. The other insurance company owes you for your medical bills, lost wages, repairs to your vehicle, or even a total lost car, and your pain and suffering. It's time to call D. Lee Johnson & Associates, helping accident victims in Toledo for more than 30 years. Visit us at LeeJohnsonLegal.com.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries, for board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more, depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
For over 80 years, LaSalle Cleaners has been serving Northwest Ohio with courteous service and quality cleaning. And now LaSalle Cleaners is the official dry cleaner of BGSU Athletics. They never lose sight of what's important, providing a convenient, quality, and cost-conscious program that's useful to everyone. They're successful because they genuinely take pride in the special care they give their customers and their clothes. For all your dry cleaning needs, go where the Falcons go. LaSalle Cleaners. Hang with the best.
Located just across the street from the BGSU campus, the Best Western Falcon Plaza is the perfect place to stay while visiting family or cheering on your Falcons. We offer a variety of spacious, newly renovated room types, including whirlpool rooms, family suites, and meeting rooms, each equipped with refrigerators and microwaves for your convenience. Our guests love our free Wi-Fi, fitness center, and breakfast featuring homemade hot breakfast sandwiches and much, much more. For award-winning customer service and cleanliness, visit bestwestern.com or call us today at 419-352-4671.
Toledo 10 is Northwest Ohio's preferred event specialist since 1937. Whether you need a permanent or semi-permanent tent installation, a setup for a corporate event or festival, a shelter for a backyard party, or a beautiful setting for a wedding or reception, Toledo 10 can handle it all with the utmost care and attention. Toledo 10, the preferred event specialist of Northwest Ohio and BGSU Athletics.
Ashley Home Store of Bowling Green is proud to be the exclusive furniture sponsor of BGSU Athletics. Whether you're needing a piece for your dorm room or needing a new setup to watch the BGSU Falcons from the comfort of your own home, Ashley Home Store has the styles you'll love that will fit your look and your budget. Hurry in to shop and save today at your local Ashley Home Store in Bowling Green, located on South Main Street. This is home.
To the Falcons Nest Coaches Show at Frickers at right across from the Doit in Bowling Green. Thanks for sticking with us as we have Coach Michael Huger from the men's basketball program with us, and Oakland coming to town tomorrow for a 7 o'clock tip. We will be on the air here on the network at 6:30 with your Medical Mutual pregame show. Then a little bit of a break, and the Falcon men's basketball team will play again at home, but it will be December 19th, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, and that's a 2 o'clock start at Stroh Center. And Coach, of course, now we look at this Oakland team a little closer, and they've had some very intriguing results this year, no doubt about it. They played a tough game at West Virginia, lost 60-53, won in Stillwater, Oklahoma, against Oklahoma State, 56-55. That's a very impressive win. Of course, closer to home, they beat that team up north, 80-59 at home, and they've had some very intriguing results. And their last one, a big victory over IUPUI on the road, 78-45. And so when you look at a 7-2 ball club coming in, I think you know what you're up against, but I think that helps lock your guys in quite a bit because they know quite a formidable opponent is coming in here to the Stroh Center tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely locked in. They play so different from any team that we face with. They play a matchup 1-3-1 zone. So it's so different. No one in college basketball plays that type of defense. So it's not something that you see every day and not something that you can prepare for. So we've been doing a good job of preparing it and knowing things that we can run against it and things that we can't run. And the biggest thing is getting stops on the defensive end. They put you asleep with the zone, make you pass the ball and move the ball a little bit, and then they go down on the other end and try to score quick. So we just have to be prepared for what they do and what they throw at us.
Yeah, what have you seen on the tape with regard to what's went wrong in bigger games for them against West Virginia, but what's gone right when they were able to get past Oklahoma State or get past Toledo? I'm sure you were in particular very intrigued by those two games.
The biggest thing that they do well is that they keep you out of the game. They keep you out of rhythm. That defense, you can't get an offensive rhythm. So that's the biggest thing. You kind of have to find your rhythm and find it early and keep the rhythm, because they'll change it up and do something different out of the zone to make you get out of rhythm. So that's the biggest thing I saw. Oklahoma State, they were able to keep it close. And at the end, Moore got a three-point attempt, and he was fouled on the three-point attempt. He was able to make, they were down one. He was able to make two of three free throws to put them up one, and then that defense, you know, came to life at the end with 8 seconds left, and Oklahoma State didn't even get a good shot at the end. But the biggest thing is the defense just confuses guys a lot. So we went over it a lot the past couple days, and We were just focusing on how we can attack it and show the guys different ways to attack it. So I'm hoping we can be successful against that type of defense tomorrow. I'm really curious to see how our guy does against that type of defense.
Yeah, how much does it affect your rotation, too? Because it seemed like you had to adjust a bit with your guys in the Duquesne game, and you did so properly. It ended up in a victory, but Does it seem like you may have to go on the fly here in this matchup, trying to figure out what five guys for you are going to be able to attack their defense effectively?
The biggest thing for us in our rotations is who's playing well. Who's actually playing well, who's out there producing, and it's not always scoring. It could be rebounding, defending, different things that they do. And that's the five that usually mesh the best on the court. So that's the one I kind of stick with the most, and if I have to make subs, and then I go back to that particular group. So that's what it's been. I'm curious to see who can attack their defense and under control. We don't want to turn it over and give them live ball turnovers where they're scoring on the other end. So the biggest thing is just trying to figure out which group is playing well. And usually by the first half, I kind of have an idea, and then the second half is when I go with the guys the most.
Micah Parrish, Jamal Cain, Trey Townsend, Jalen Moore, all of four of the five starters for Oakland. They scored 14 points or more in their victory over IUPUI this past weekend, and it seems like they do a good job of spreading around their offensive attack, and so it doesn't allow you to really hone in on just one guy, does it?
It's two guys, actually. So Moore is one, and Cain is the other. Cain leads them in scoring at 22 a game, so he's going to be a problem. We have to figure him out and figure him out early. Moore is the guy who makes him go. He's the point guard, lefty, does a great job of getting him into offense. So we have to do a great job of disrupting that and kind of keeping those guys on their toes. So we'll mix it up a little bit. We'll press them a little bit, zone them a little bit. So we'll do a little bit of everything and just to try to keep them off balance as well.
On Saturday, at least, they struggled a little bit from beyond the arc, 6-for-27, probably one of their worst efforts of the year so far. But you don't expect them to struggle that much tomorrow, do you?
Oh, yeah, I expect them to struggle tomorrow as well. That's my game plan. That's my game plan right there. No, those guys can shoot it, but they haven't been shooting it well as of late. They're not shooting a great percentage from the three-point line as a whole. I think their team is probably shooting 28% as a whole, which is not particularly good. So, you know, our goal is to try to make those guys shoot contested jump shots. They play their whole game in the paint. So we have to do a great job of protecting the paint.
Yeah, and going a little further with the rebounding as well, because you were trying to refine that from the Duquesne game and made some steps with a very good rebounding performance that night, but have there been additional drills to kind of make sure you're preparing to box out these guys here tomorrow?
We always have additional drills. We have enough drills for everybody. So, but it's been fun. Our guys have been doing a great job of battling and going after them. They also give up a ton of offensive rebounds as well because of the zone. So we have to go at it on both ends. And I'm just so curious to see how we do against those guys and matching their physicality and their toughness.
And, of course, these two teams playing for the 10th time. Bowling Green trails the series, at least right now, 4-5 so far in this series. But it's been closely contested throughout the years and got them the last time. And I'm sure you want to keep that forward momentum going. Of course, trying to shut down Coach Campy there. Coach Campy was fired up to try and get you guys. But I'm sure your guys are equally so.
We're ready to go. And I think it's going to be a great matchup. And, you know, the biggest thing, take care of the ball and offensive rebounds. We have to do those two things, and I think we'll be successful.
Heroes night tomorrow as well. Any preps that the players are doing as well to kind of take part in that?
I don't really get involved in that stuff. That's not my that's somebody else's job right there. I just got to go coach the game.
Yes, absolutely. And but Coach, it should be a fun one tomorrow. Happy to have the guys back, and I know a bit of a stretch here, a couple games. I know things have been slowing down just a little bit after the Florida trip and whatnot, but I think it's allowing you to gear up and get ready for conference play, which is just right around the corner. At the end of the month, you guys started off, and it seems like you're getting that correct practice time and also having the games interchanged here just to get ready to go.
Yeah, the games spread out a little bit. We got finals next week. Guys, once finals start, their minds are all over the place. So we try not to do anything during that time. We try to give us some time after finals to get their mind right once again so we can focus and refocus on the break. And, you know, I think we play, I want to say Akron is our first game in MAC play. So just an exciting time, especially basketball. All the other sports are winding down right now with football. And, you know, so it'll just be basketball real soon. So I can't wait for that.
How did we do? Did we go over everything that you were talking about at the Falcon Club meeting today? Because we were told to watch what we were saying in terms of the making sure it wasn't a repeat here.
No,
on the
I don't
show
think
today.
It was a repeat. What do you guys think? No, we're good. Okay, we're good.
We covered it good. Well, Coach Michael Huger, thanks so much for joining us here on the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show, as you do most weeks, every week. But we appreciate you coming on, and best of luck tomorrow. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Go Falcons. Thank you guys for coming out.
Yes, absolutely. The Falcons will try and beat the Golden Grizzlies tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We'll wrap up the show right after this, the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries. For board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more. Depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
White Claw Hard Seltzer, crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, Chicago, Illinois.
Coman Portable Toilets is the exclusive portable toilet provider and proud supporter of BGSU Athletics. Coman Portable Toilets provides restroom facilities to your guests at parties, construction sites, and large events. They provide a wide selection of facilities to meet your every need. When you need that trailer to rent for any event, call Coman Portables at 419-877-9116 or online at comanportables.com.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
All righty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Hello, Falcons fans from UPS. Did you know UPS part-time warehouse workers earn up to $25,000 in lifetime tuition money? Part-time workers also receive excellent benefits and paid vacation while building a career to be proud of. UPS is now hiring in Maumee at a rate of up to $26 per hour after bonuses. Please apply online today at upsjobs.com. And go Falcons from everyone at UPS.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game day and holiday needs. We have everything that BGSU fans require to be game day ready at all times. Now that the holidays are approaching, be sure to check out the latest BGSU apparel and grab some gifts for your friends and family, too. Come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter, proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better.
One final time here from Frickers in Bowling Green, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, wrapping up on this Monday evening. Of course, always thankful to Coach Ty Agner from ice hockey and Coach Michael Huger from men's basketball joining us here this evening and giving us some of their insights. Of course, another reminder for BGSU ice hockey, they are in action coming up this weekend at 7:07 puck drops Friday and Saturday night as Ferris State is coming to town. Mental health awareness night coming up on Friday and youth night is on Saturday as well. So you can take part in all those festivities as well. Is youth hockey night and superhero night, in fact, on Saturday. So we hope to see you both of those nights at the Slater Family Ice Arena. As for BGSU women's basketball, they beat Valparaiso on Sunday, an impressive victory 69-53 at home. And that actually stopped a four-game skid for the Falcons, improved them to 2-4 on the season. They are at home this Sunday, 2 p.m., for a clash against Notre Dame College. That is Falcon Discount Day. So come on out to Stroh Center on Sunday at 2 p.m. to take part in all those festivities. As for our upcoming broadcasts here on the network, men's basketball is tomorrow, Heroes Night against Oakland. It will be a 7 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air with the Medical Mutual pregame show at 6:30. Also, next week, we will have a Falcons Nest Coaches Show. For those of you listening or those of you here, we will definitely be here. We're going to be off 2 weeks around Christmas, definitely the 27th of December. We will not have a show, and it's either the 20th or the 3rd. I'll confer with Todd, the January 3rd, to make sure which of those two we would not be at. But 2 weeks we will take off for the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, but we will be back, and hopefully Todd is back and next week for that, the 13th, from 6 to 7, and we will have a Coach Robin Fralick and from women's basketball and Coach Michael Huger from men's basketball. So our next broadcast on the network, Oakland, and then, of course, a little further down the road, the holiday theme game against Robert Morris is December 19th at 2 p.m. at Stroh Center. So we hope you can join us for all of that. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Falcons Nest Coaches Show live from Frickers here in Bowling Green, just across from the Doit. Make sure to come on out every Monday night from 6 to 7 and join us here. I am Kevin Peel, sitting in for Todd Walker, saying good night from the Frickers in Bowling Green. I Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network from Learfield, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been presented by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Also brought to you by Walmart, save money, live better, and by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Falcons Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.